Welcome, a Simbang Gabi 2023 devotional. Day 9, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Welcome to our day 9 of our O Come 2023 9-day Simbang Gabi devotional. I want to say thank you if you've been following us from day 1 until now. This is going to be our last devotional. Thank you so much. And I want you to know I do appreciate you sharing this to as many people as you can, because we're sharing God's love and God's word to as many people as possible. Today, I want to talk about you being a servant. Let me tell you a story. So in the feast where I serve, and we have hundreds upon hundreds of feasts all over the world, but where I serve, one of my joys is meeting our ushers team. And we've got lots and lots of beautiful, wonderful, very warm, very wonderful ushers. And they're dressed well, and they have this beautiful smile. And they're right there. They're standing there at the very front, you know, in the doorway. And then they sometimes say good morning. Sometimes they greet you with a hug, you know, whatever you need. And then they bring you to the chair, and then they're responsible for giving the newsletters, the feast bulletin, and so on. And they stand the whole day. They stand the whole feast. Everybody is comfortable in their seats, but they're usually just on their feet, ready to serve, ready to help, ready. And I love these guys. I love these wonderful, wonderful bunch of people. Well, one day, a group of them entered our green room. That's where, you know, the speakers are. And that's where I welcome people. And so I'm there and I'm just resting from my talk. I just gave my talk. And then a bunch of them came in, our ushers. I know them because they're dressed in a particular way. And then one of them introduced herself to me, "Brother Bo, it's my birthday. And can you pray over me?" And I said, "Gladly. What's your name?" And she mentioned her name. And they said, "What do you do?" And she said, "I'm an RTC judge." What? She was our usher for a number of years. Now, I want you to know we've got lots and lots of ushers. I don't know them personally by name, okay? Hundreds. But here was a judge. From Monday to Friday, when she enters a room, everybody stands up out of respect and honor. Monday to Friday. On Sunday, she stands up for everybody. And no, the people who just walk by her, where she smiles and she gives her feast, the feast bulletin, they don't know she's a judge. But you know what? That's what you call a servant. That's what you call a servant. You know, her identity is not, "I'm a judge, respect me, honor me." No, Her identity is, I'm God's servant. I'm God's servant. I am your servant. I serve you. You know, when I think of her, I think of her humility. I think of her kindness. And it so mirrors this verse where Mama Mary says in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. My dear friends, we're all like Mary. We want to be God's servant. And I pray that more than being an engineer, mathematician, salesperson, father, mother, wife, husband, you know, more than, you know, whatever. I don't know what your title is. I pray that your most important title becomes servant. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, like Mary, I proclaim, I am God's servant. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Jesus, help me to serve the people you want me to serve. My family, the people around me, the ministry. Help me to serve you every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My dear friends, I want to thank you again for joining me here in Oh Come 2023, our 9-day Simbang Gabi devotional. Woo! We did it! And yes, from the bottom of my heart, in behalf of our entire team, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas with Jesus at the center. God bless you.